Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages. Hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages. Hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Ro-Ro. I'm your host, Psychic Andy. You can call me Psychic Andy, or you could call me Ro-Ro. I'm here with my bro over here, ho, the beautiful blue-eyed Barbadian.
Oh,
hi, JoJo.
Hi. Can I just say that theme song still slaps?
Gosh,
it gets me pumped.
Can I tell you something about this theme song? I probably told you about it.
Probably not.
I made that beat when I first landed in LA 10, 12, 15 years ago. And it was like for a Honda commercial. And that's what I thought Honda needed at the time.
Oh, my God.
Didn't go for it.
Honda didn't know what they missed out on. That's why nobody buys a Honda anymore.
Exactly. But look what it turned into.
My God. We should make a car.
We should make a Totally Beverages car.
People have been asking for new merch. That could be it.
How about a car?
How about an automobile?
There is a documentary on Netflix. This just reminded me. Called, I think it's called like, Hey Pepsi, Where's My Jet? Have you seen this?
I saw the preview because, do you know, like, you know, they automatically play on Netflix. And it was really bothering me because they were doing a blind shootout.
Oh, they do a lot of blind shootouts.
And it fucking looks, it's such a good way of doing it. Thank you, Randy. Randy says, my beard looks good. I appreciate you. I think that for those who haven't seen it, they use the new ball aluminum solo cups.
Yeah.
And it's just one inside the other.
Yep.
It solves so many problems. I can't even tell you.
I know.
It is like the easiest possible solution. Recyclable cups on top of all of it. Anyways, we might have to take it.
It should be required watching for all the Bev heads because it is very Bev related and it is a wild, wild tale. I don't even think I should say anything else about it until maybe you watch it, JoJo, because then I think on a future episode we can have a little chat about it. But it is wild. And what made me think of it is you saying there's a car. I was like, it would be pretty funny if as a joke, we did have new t-shirts, we had a new mug, and then we were like, and then there's a car for $100,000.
Yes.
But then someone was like, I want to send us a $100,000 check, which is basically what happens in this thing. The premise of the thing is in the 90s, they had an ad where it's like you had to collect Pepsi points, but if you had 7 million Pepsi points, you could get a Harrier fighter jet. And some 20-year-old kind of figured out how to do it, and it turns into this whole thing.
Amazing.
But that's what made me think. But all Bev heads out there, go watch that documentary on Netflix. Just type in Pepsi. I think it's called Hey Pepsi, Where's My Jet? It's just a really fun, beverage-y watch.
Yeah, I was resentful when I saw it about the blind shootout, so I didn't watch it.
It's funny. They keep a tally of Pepsi versus Coke throughout the whole documentary, and there's like a number on the bottom every time they do it, and it's a fun gag.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to check it out someday.
I would like you to.
I will.
Let's do us a little business.
Hey, there they are.
There's our girl, our lady, our madam.
No.
Phoebe Cates, still got to figure that out. We got to get some of this stuff off the board. What's the tiki one on here?
I want a tiki bar. I would love a home tiki bar.
Oh, so it wasn't us drinking tiki drinks. It's you want a home bar.
But maybe, I mean, look, this is a manifestation board. I would like to have this. And I don't think it's, and I think I went over this at the time, but even looking at the picture, this is still resonating with me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want like an outdoor one. I don't want a thing that looks like when like Lucy is a psychiatrist and dispensing wisdom to Charlie Brown for a nickel. You know, I don't want that, but made out of with like a thatch roof.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? I don't want that. I want a full tiki bar with this lovely low lighting and some fun stools, and certainly going to have all the accoutrement to make fun tiki drinks all willy-nilly.
Okay, let's look at the ones on this board that are a little more achievable.
Okie dokie.
I love your dreams. The Jägermeister cold brew, we just need to do that in the new year. We got to get that.
Get a bottle of it.
And Charman, I see down there. We've had multiple people rave about Charman. What was our Iceman?
we want an Iceman?
We want an Iceman?
Yeah, like a hookup for ice. That could be...
Is that me?
That could be you. I mean, it's an ice solution is what an Iceman is.
But you if I mean? I've got that maker,
That's what I'm saying. You could be the Iceman.
How do we decide and how...
Like, I think when it happens, we'll know. If all of a sudden our ice woes are over and we've got perfect pebble ice at our beck and call, we've got access to dry ice if we need it.
We do?
I want an Iceman.
Okay. Charman and cold brew and high seltzer. Those, I'm just going to put a reminder in right now. That is doable. Add high seltzer and Jägermeister cold brew and Charman hot sauces tomorrow.
Okay. Great. For those just listening, Burrow has made himself a reminder in his
there
phone.
We go. I'm going
what is the
to...
question mark bottle? Oh my God. Do you know what that is?
Our own hot sauce.
That's our own hot sauce. We left that on the table. Bevhead Brandon was set to hook it up after an early Bevstorm live stream we did.
Yeah.
We really got to see that all through. Right. Jeez Louise.
Okay. 2023 New Year resolution. Let's knock some of this stuff off the goddamn board and make this look like a happier place. You know?
Yeah. Hold. Yeah. And I mean, we can do this.
We can do it.
Also, there is a little merch duck. The little.
Oh yeah, behind. Yep, I see behind Tepper.
Also coming in 2023. Not in time for the holidays.
No. Why would we be smart and do something like that?
Don't know.
Follow us at T-Bash Live. Yeah. That's where we're at on all the socials. That's where we're hanging. That's where we're doing all of our stuff. And that's where you can find out about stuff like our rap contest and upcoming events all that good stuff. Speaking of, you can also find out about our hotline there. What's that number, JoJo?
Ooh, I'm so glad you asked. It's 909-295-CAFE.
Ooh. Please leave us a voicemail. And we keep saying this on these episodes recently. You could leave a voicemail right now and we'll listen to it. And then we always forget to check. And then we end the podcast and then we see that people left voicemails. Today we're listening to some voicemails. It's happening.
We got them. Yeah.
Let's see.
You can also text that number, but I don't think you should. I think you should call.
Yeah, because if you're hearing this in real... Well, you could text it if you're listening to the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. But we would like to hear your voice.
We'd rather hear your voice.
The rap contest is coming to a close. For those of you that don't know, we made a beat out of beverage sounds and duck sounds, and it's fucking fire. And
it really is.
All you got to do is download that beat. You can go to any of those social media sites at T-Bash Live, and there'll be a link in bio. Hit that link in bio, and you'll find the beat in there. And just send us your best bars over this beat. Beverage or sometimes hot sauce related, ducks allowed too, obviously. And the winner is going to get a ridiculous ice maker, a Tito's insulated awesome tumbler, and some other stuff.
Absolutely. And I now that my throat is better, I am inspired, and I feel like I'm ready. There were always a lot of hurdles.
Are you ready now, or do you want to do it later in the show?
Oh, shit.
Is it now, or is
it
later?
I think I could do it now. I think
you want to do it now?
If we're done with business.
We're not done with business, it's time. Okay. It's time.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Can you fire up the beat?
Yeah, or not? I can.
Okay.
Will it work in time?
Shit, I don't know. That's a great question.
I thought you had the beat.
That it does. I do. I see what you're saying. Okay. Okay, give me a minute. I'm gonna have to figure out how best to do that. I really wasn't prepared in that.
Okay, all good. Let's finish in business, and we'll circle back to that in a minute. Ba-da-doop. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, we're back here. You know what we can? Okay.
What?
Buzz balls.
Yeah.
The buzz balls.
Yeah. Absolutely. That someone's got to chop that tree down.
A buzz ball Christmas. We can do that. We can do that. We can do that.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Coming December 21st at 7 p.m. PST. The inaugural T-Bash Buzzball Christmas or Buzzball Xmas. We are going to have some friends of the show that you might see on this little thing coming on, and we're all going to drink a lot of Buzzballs. It's going to be ridiculous.
It is. Did you do you have a photo of the Buzzballs?
I do not on this slide. We're going to put, listen, okay. We are going to be pumping this on social media. We got all the buzz balls. We're going to be doing chili mango, peach balls, watermelon smash, tequila Rita, strawberry Rita, chalk teas, lata colada, and
chalk
forbidden
teas.
Apple.
Oh my God.
So, and again, if you want a little sneak peek, most of these people are confirmed, but maybe we won't say this. Maybe you got to go to T-Bash Live to hear who all's coming. But for those on the stream right now, you can get a little sneak peek of our fun guests that are going to be there joining us for these shenanigans. Should we tell them how it's going down, or should we wait? I think we wait.
Yeah, I think we can wait. I think we can wait. Just know that everyone's going to have buzz balls to drink. Mm-hmm. And you'll be joining us for some fun times. And I hope everybody noted that it is an earlier episode than usual. So yep. 7 o'clock PST, 10 o'clock for you East Coasters.
PST, December 21st, the Buzzball Xmas, the Buzzball Christmas, the T-Bash Buzzball Christmas is going down.
The Buzzball. Ball.
I can't.
Is anybody going to come in formal wear?
Ooh, is there any dress code encouraged?
Absolutely. If you're coming to the stream, you got to have your holiday best on.
I'm trying to figure out if there's a way that we can do like a fun mistletoe over people on the stream.
Oh, I think we could figure that out.
Do you know what I mean?
Could we? Yeah.
Like I could come down like, oh, I gotta kiss you, JoJo. Hey.
I don't know if everyone wanted kissing each other.
No, you know what I'm saying? Like that?
Yeah, that's...
Hey.
Yeah, we...
Like
yeah.
I'm looking down. You would look up right now. See? Look up at me. Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
We could do that.
That might be fun. Might have to look into that. I just we've got to keep it very festive. Very, very festive.
It is. There might be sleigh bells throughout.
I can definitely hook up the sleigh bells.
Just underneath the whole track.
We could have a bed of sleigh bells playing the whole time. Yeah. We could also have a bed of like fire, like a log playing the whole time.
I love it.
Would
we
that
have
be
a Yule
very
log?
Irritating, or would we, is that like, are we unlocking something amazing for
I
podcasts?
Feel good about this. Yes. A crackle of wood in the, of burning embers.
Maybe we'll do that for some sections. Remind me to do that.
What else could go with a good chalk tease or forbidden apple than a crackling roasty toasty fire?
Whew. I don't know.
Great.
I'm so excited.
A watermelon smash.
Watermelon smash.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. I can't believe it's happening.
Why are you being such a chalk tease? You're giving me peach balls.
You got it. You figured it out.
they really went for it with these titles, huh?
They certainly did. This
except
feels like
for
a real...
Chili Mango.
Yeah, I feel like the people who started this very, very like Kathy and accounting vibes. You know, I think they thought this is like the same people that were giving like hunky fireman calendars to all their coworkers at the Yankee Swap. They started Buzzballs, and they wanted a lot of horny titles for these drinks. And
it is a woman-owned, founded company. We do know that. Yeah, I'm with you, Jojo. I'm completely with you. I have a feeling that the Chili Mango one bangs, like it's good. Because I just feel like that's such a specific flavor.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that, like I see that it might be great. Or like, let me just say, being hungover, throwing up solely Chili Mango buzz balls, that seems like quite a ride.
I feel like it would rip through your nostrils so hard.
Clear your sinuses
right now. I'm
going
to ride for Strawberry Rita. I think that's going to be a surprise, for some people.
Do you want me to tell you what the bag boy at Vons told me was not good or no? No
Save
spoilers.
It, please. No spoilers.
But anyways, it was quite a scene me at checkout between the checkout person and the bag person. We had quite a lot of fun because I bought quite a lot of buzz balls.
Oh, I have so many questions. I'll wait. I'm going to ask them next week.
Okay, sounds good. Tonight on the show, before we move on, I just want to shout out everybody in the chat. We see you, Randy, Splee, More You Know, Mini Cooper, Candace. Thank you, guys. It is great to see you. More You Know, it's been a few weeks. It's great to see you, too. I love it. Thanks for stopping by.
Love you guys. We love all y'all who joined the stream. Obviously, many thanks to everybody who's checking the show out and sharing the show. We love having you in the stream.
That's what we're talking. Randy just said, happy that's an early show. I'll grab some balls and join in. We hope that everyone's grabbing balls and joining in December 21st at 7 p.m. PST. Jojo, I do want to say this because I don't want there to be any confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Every person that's joining this festive event, we're not all drinking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 buzz balls.
You don't have to go get 8 buzz balls.
I think I'm going to say it right now. We're each drinking 3 buzz balls. Flavors TBD. So if you want to join the party, listen, I'm not trying to tell you how much to drink or not drink, but I didn't want people to be under the impression that you had to drink all 8 of these buzz balls. We're not doing that. We're each going to have 8. So pick your favorite 3 flavors. Pick your least favorite 3 flavors. Pick all. Who knows? I just want to put that out there. I didn't want people to feel a pressure, Jojo, and then not even do any of it. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. If you're like, I do have to work. It is a Thursday.
Just grab a ball.
Grab a ball. That's fine. And definitely don't think that we're expecting you to have 8 balls.
Now, we would also like to encourage, though, this will be the first buzz ball. If you want to leave a message, a voicemail to be played on that episode, let's say you have some holiday greetings or a holiday beverage story, or you just want to wish us happy holidays or something like that. Now's the time to get that voicemail in. That's all I'm saying. It would delight us.
Here's what I would love.
Please.
Can I tell you a minor wish for the voicemails?
You have
for
to just tell them. Cafe? Tell them what you want, Jojo. We want to hear what you want. Tell them.
I want you to call us from your holiday party. If you got a work holiday party going on, we want a call.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe
we want to make sure you get home
going
safe.
On at the party, please.
Yes. We want to know what beverages they have. We want to know how you're feeling. Or you can also call us the next morning. That's also fine.
That's fine.
Call us on company time. That's important.
But you can call in the middle of the night. It's no bother. Do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, notifications are off, people.
What's
you
that
can
number?
Call this number 909-295-CAFE. Anytime, day or night, regardless of when you're, where you live, what time zone you are in.
Love it. I love it.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
This is Kim, cause of death, buzz balls.
Yeah, somebody might. And that's a risk we have to take.
We do it for the love of the Bevs. Should we get into it?
let's, we can get into
it. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm just about ready here.
You're just about ready. Okay.
I just had to download Chrome so what I can share audio.
Oh, okay. Great.
Okay. I'm ready. Huh? Yeah. Browser can't access your screen. Okay. Well, whoop.
Do you hear that at all?
I do.
Okay. Now, is it going to be in time? I don't see how this is going to work. If it does work, we're living in a simulation, and I love it.
Well, do you really think latency is going to be that much of a problem where it's going to be... I mean, if you're playing it, whatever speed you're doing but it at is what I'm hearing, right?
I'm hearing it the second I play it, right? Okay.
Okay.
And then that's going out into the world.
Uh-huh.
And then you're hearing it, and then you're rapping. I just don't understand. My brain can't calculate how this is going to work, but let's do it.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to try one more time sharing the audio from Google Chrome. Hold on.
Should we wait till next week?
I'll be right back.
He's going somewhere, folks. Oh, man. The beat goes like this, though. Oh. Where'd JoJo go? I don't know, no. He's getting bevies ready. He's going to flow. Let's go. Okay, this My brother named JoJo.
Pray to God, this is
getting
worth
hot
it.
On the boat roll.
All right.
What's that?
I said, I pray to God this is worth it. My God, here we go. Okay, sharing the thing, doing this thing, going over here. Okay, we like the... All right, how about this? Can you hear this?
Oh!
Okay.
Okay, okay. I think you can take down the volume just a touch. I'll try. That was fantastic.
Okay.
It sounds better, the beat coming from your end, like going through the internet. Oh, it's so fire. I can't throw down, JoJo. Let's go. Right.
Let's talk beverages, and I'll show you what my leverage is. I'm JoJo, the co-host, making toast, you burning yours. Lyrics sweet like prune juice, you better check your drawers. The rhymes are highly chuggable, make me extra huggable. By Getty lit a snapping, I got you toe tapping with the team chug captain and all the bet bets popping. Came up on his intern. My lyrics make your lips burn like the capsaicin that got your heart racing. Now you better call an ambulance. Snackers, hide the evidence. Oh, wait, hold up. It's a Wednesday? There's only one thing left that could ever save your day. Better dial 909-295-CAFE.
No notes. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I bow down. I bow down.
Give me that fucking ice box.
Fuck, dude. Damn.
Just saying, you too.
Wow. Look at the reviews that are coming in. Randy, amazing. Splee, 4 hot bottles. More, you know. The sheriff has definitely earned his badge. Fire. Can is amazing. Worth the wait. Bro, you laid that shit down.
Thank you, guys. Now you have to do yours. You go to any of our social media sites, hit that link tree. Link is at the top. Just play it. Write your bars. Record the bars. Send us that voice memo. We'll put it all together. You got till the end of the year. Get that ice maker.
Woo!
You deserve it.
Kim Sheeran, cause of death, JoJo.
Oh, my God. Whew. Mama
mia. All right, let's get tonight's bevy.
Okay.
Damn. All right. We are doing a little, so as you know, if you caught us last week, JoJo was a little under the weather. My house has been, my kids have been a little under the weather. I picked one of my kids up today with a tummy ache from school. So this is very relevant to me today, but we thought we would revisit our good old friend, Ginger Ale.
We love you.
We did this back in the day, a long time ago, with Michael McMillan. I think it was like episode in the
77, I think we said we found.
Something
like that.
But it just felt like time to revisit. And I know we have a couple new kids on the block, at least one new kid on the block.
Yeah, obviously Canada Dry is the OG.
It is the OG.
It's a... a staple, the standard against which all others are measured.
I feel like some people might be yelling right now, where's Schweppes? And I wanted to keep these bottled for some reason, and Schweppes I could only find in a can. So that's why. No real reason except for that. But I'm excited to try this. We've got Fever Tree, the premium ginger ale. We got, I think this is just called Q?
Just called Q.
I mean, this must be doing a business in Florida. Do you know what I mean?
Q.
And then you get your Canada Dry.
Wow. They're just sipping on this, plotting. Save it, keeping one cold for JFK Jr. Fascinating.
What's your relationship with ginger ale like?
Oh, I mean, exactly what we're doing here. It is the beverage of being sick. It's also, for me, an airline classic.
Exactly. I'm about to blow your mind, or not blow your mind. I think this is something I get on airlines all the time. I even grabbed a few Pringles.
Oh.
As a palate cleanse, because I love Pringles on the plane.
You're buying that premium snack. I should have got Biscoff cookies.
There you go. But I just thought, like, I might want a little palate cleanse tonight. And I was like, what would I have on a plane? That's what I would have on the plane.
Mm.
There is something so linked to air travel for this. Because one, it's novel. They have it, right? Two, I think... I'm guessing it became popular because people are like, oh, I get a little air sick or something. Maybe this is good for me, maybe on the airplane. But yeah, it's a classic flying drink too.
Yeah.
I love that.
It has to. And by the way, so people know, we're working on having someone who would be an expert in flight beverages on the show.
We are indeed.
And yes, we are. Because, I mean, I think that's what we want to know. We want to know, what is it? What's the magic? What's the secret sauce? What's happening in your body in the air that makes you want to drink things like ginger ale? I do imagine it is also because of air sickness. That's why it became a thing. And probably also as a mixer, right, for cocktails.
Great mixer to have up there. I do remember there is something about tomato juice, Bloody Marys in the air, that something does happen to your body.
Absolutely.
That those hit better. I forget what it is. If anyone in the chat knows, jump in. But one of the biggest old wives' tales is that it helps an upset stomach. Mm-hmm. Apparently that's kind of bullshit. Here we go. This is from All Recipes. There's all kinds of... Most of us have been taught to drink ginger ale when we're experiencing an upset stomach. We seem to naturally crave this beverage whenever we are feeling under the weather. Does it actually cure an upset stomach? So despite what your parents told you, ginger ale does not actually cure an upset stomach. Research has shown that fresh ginger root can alleviate nausea. However, commercialized ginger ale contains very little, if any, ginger. It mostly contains sugar, carbonated water, and flavoring. So... what it gets at is most likely it's the placebo effect or just the bubbles and carbonation is good for you. I grew up in a family where we also would have 7-Up when we were sick. So I think it was always, in my mind, it was always kind of the bubbles. Mm-hmm. Or even like a Sprite hit nice.
Yeah. I had found a thing from like the Cleveland Clinic where a doctor was also saying that it's possible that the fizzy stuff, if you're feeling nauseous, they're trying to say that it actually could be bad for your tum depending on the nature of your upset stomach. But I always feel like you need some bubbles.
Pour it in.
I also feel like the sugar is something I want, and usually... I'm also a big ginger beer fan. They need a ton of sugar to make ginger taste sweet. So they're more sweet than even like a Coke and stuff like that. So I think part of it just it's like having an IV, you know, just having like a little syrup drink.
I didn't even think of how sugary they are. Yeah, total sugar in these 30 grams. That's really interesting, JoJo. Mm. That's kind of crazy. Now, interestingly enough, these brands, we'll get into them when we do each brand. The sugar seems way different on these, actually. That's very interesting.
Oh, yeah, wow, way totally different. very interested to see it. The other most like interesting, we have a comment in the chat from More You Know that, well, first of all, Candace Marie just got home from a flight an hour ago, jumped in the chat. Champion, Woo! We love you for it. Of course I had a ginger ale.
Amazing. In the flow.
Got to do it. And More You Know's saying, I've always thought it was just a good low caffeine content drink for children on flights. That's what I drank almost exclusively on planes as a kid. I love that take.
Great yeah. point. That's a great
caffeine,
point.
Caffeine free, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Caffeine free. I'm not seeing any caffeine in
here. Yeah. Caffeine free on the Canada Dry, certainly, which is what we're getting on most flights. Like that take.
Love it. Mm. Well, I'm thirsty. I would love to jump into these. I want to end with Canada Dry. Oh,
okay. Yeah, let's do it.
And that I know that's a little weird, but
I think that's good.
Yeah, I do want to end with that. And can we? Do you mind if we start with premium? If we start with Fever Tree,
I don't mind at all. So Fever Tree, I will say as a brand, full disclosure, I don't know that I've had their ginger ale, but I do love these are both kind of like mixer sodas. You know, they come in these little bottles. These are 6.8 ounce bottles. So that yep. you 6.7 on the QAnon one, and you just they're little, but it's like they typically sell them with like the mixers rather than the sodas, I've noticed at the store.
Oh yeah, you know? Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
And I wonder if it makes the recipe different.
Give a smell on this. This
oh, mama.
Not as sweet smelling as I would think. This one has 14 grams of sugar.
Okay.
Wow, you're really getting, it's almost like a, you're getting the ginger, but there's almost like a musty bathroom smell to it.
Oh yeah. No, I am totally getting that. It has a cleaning, there's a bit of an astringent quality to it.
There you go.
Supplies. But I actually like that smell. It smells like candied ginger.
Let's take a pull. Wow. Now, not bad. What's interesting about you saying that these are mixers, this does not seem like just a ginger ale that you're supposed to just drink out of the bottle like we're doing. This does seem, it has such a flavor profile that it does seem to go toe-to-toe with booze, I think. Like, this is supposed to be mixed with something.
Yeah, this is like Moscow Mule base. You want that in there. I have to say, it tastes fucking delicious. Made with natural flavors, including exotic gingers. Gingers.
It is pretty good. Like, I wonder... Candace is saying, I've always hated diet ginger ales, but the Canada Dry Zero Sugar is pretty great. That's interesting. This is...
Would love to know how they're pulling that off.
This is pretty good.
I love it. It's pretty close to ginger beer. The ginger taste is pretty forward, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of want to jump into the queue, can we?
Yeah. Let's jump right into the queue. I'm going to do a little print.
So this one... Reset. It's pretty easy to read the ingredients on it, and it has 13 grams of sugar, and the sweetener is agave. It's not sugar.
Sorry to interrupt you. Okay, have you popped the top of yours? Because mine didn't seem very fizzy when I popped the top. Have you popped?
I got to look at a little fizz.
I'm a little worried about mine. I might have a...
How's it smelling?
I might have a man down. It smells lighter, like a similar smell as the other one, but more like citrusy, but still cleaning agent.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I mean, ginger extract is the first kind of flavor ingredient, but then it's also got extracts of coriander, cardamom, chili pepper, basketball, Los Angeles, orange, and rose oil. Okay.
Now, do you think at most bars this is just on tap, or are they having to grab a bottle or can?
Absolutely.
They are?
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I don't know. This is still bubbly.
Got a good fizz, but it's... The Fever Tree was fizzier. In this, I'm tasting those other spices. I kind of wish I hadn't seen the ingredient list. It's pretty cardamom forward. It's like Earl Grey.
Let me take a swig of that in mind.
Is that true or is that coriander? I forget.
I don't know. Yeah, there's something about this one that's not hitting right for me.
Yeah. It's kind of, it's got a little burn. It's got a little more ginger burn in the back of the throat. Oh, bergamot is the, thank you, Shai Gui, is the, that's the herb that is in Earl Grey tea.
If we're talking just drinkability, which I, again, I realize that these aren't supposed to be for drinkability on their own, I don't think. The Fever Tree, going back to me like.
No, this is nice. I would totally drink this on its own.
I think I would too.
And it's a good amount. These are like our tiny cans, but tiny bottles.
All right, so if we move on to Canada Dry, this is the bottle's slightly larger. It's a 10-ounce bottle.
Okay.
But it has 30 grams in here. Damn. So if we were to do the... Wait, I kind of want to adjust. I'm going to do sugar by ounce. I'm going to adjust for this. Do you know?
Yeah, what I mean? It'd still be, it's about 2/3 of the volume.
So let's see.
Or the other ones, I should say, are about 2/3 of the volume of this bottle. So it would be about 20 grams.
14.2 grams of sugar divided by how many ounces are these little guys? 6.8.
Yeah.
Divided by 6.8. We got about 2.08. grams of sugar per ounce in the Fever Tree. 30 divided by 10, you're going to get 3. Okay, so it's like 3 grams per ounce for the Canada Dry versus 2 grams per ounce.
That sounds right.
So if you did the math, so the Fever Tree in the same bottle as Canada Dry would be 20 grams of sugar.
Right.
Grams. Okay, so that's what we're looking at. That's our ratio. That's quite a bit more sugar.
Yeah, fully 30, you know, a third more sugar in this Canada Dry. I'm getting nothing on the nose other than the smell of Canada Dry, which is not ginger. Oh, fun fact. Shout out the Wikipedia of Canada Dry. In 2019, Canada Dry faced a false advertisement lawsuit from the U.S. government. Research.
What? Yeah.
According to researchers, the drink did not have enough ginger for it to have health benefits and for the company to claim that it was, quote, made from real ginger. And instead of defending the ginger content by going to court, they decided to settle by no longer making the claim.
But what was the claim they were making?
I think it must have been like made. It must have been an implied claim, I would imagine. It's like, oh, made with real ginger, and then people are, you know, maybe using it for,
okay,
medical stuff. Because then this does just say Dr. Pepper, who owns Canada Dry now, decided to offer payment to those who purchased Canada Dry for personal use since 2013. So, and then there was a class action lawsuit in Canada. They still advertise as being made from real ginger there. So,
wow, that's wild. Now, let me tell you though, when you said smells like nothing, doesn't smell like ginger, smells like Canada Dry, boy, are you right. There is such a nostalgic smell of this for me.
I'm shocked.
It's fantastic smell.
It really, it does make you, because you know when I would drink the most of it when I was sick, is like after I'd already like fallen back asleep and it's sitting there on the nightstand and the glass is getting like sweaty and watered down. Because I'd usually have ice in it and a straw and stuff like that. Because it probably wasn't in the fridge, you know, like the Canada Dry was probably like in the pantry somewhere. And so you had to get it cold fast. Anyway.
Have you had a sip of this yet?
No, I'm ready, though.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
The bubbles are so spicy and fizzy. Mm.
It does have the bubbles are doing all the heavy lifting for the notion that this is even remotely ginger flavored.
Yes.
I don't know what's happening.
You know what bums me out about this? is that it is so much sugar. If this didn't have so much sugar, I could imagine having like a pack of these in the fridge to have like, oh, I have one every couple of days. I like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If this was your little lunchtime treat and it had the like the amount. Well, that's why I kind of think like the Fever Tree ones. I could see slugging one of these at lunchtime just because it feels good. You know, have it with a big meal.
Yeah, be all right. I could see that.
Just saying.
Okay. A can of Coke has 35 grams.
Do that divided by 12, right? If you want to get your ratio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're very close because this would be 36 grams of sugar in 12 ounces.
Right-o. Yeah. So
now what about like 7-Up? 7-Up sugar in can. I'm trying to find. Whoa. What do you think 7-Up is?
Also 30. Same amount.
We're up to 38.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I guess I want to see what Sprite is now.
I'd imagine that's the same. What about Dr. Pepper?
Sprite. Sprite's 38. Good call.
Dr. Pep is 40 grams, my guy.
Wow. Now we got to do Mountain Dew real quick. 46. It's just a shame that I wish this was 20. I know this doesn't even make sense, me even saying it. It's such a dumb thing to
like
even
say. Like a
weird
thing to even like, why are we splitting hairs now? Because this is...
But it's just like, I always have thought of it as like a not as bad for you soft drink compared to the other guys.
Right.
But newsflash, no, it's right up there.
My favorite ginger beer, which is Barrett's mm-hmm. ginger beer.
Sure.
From Bermuda.
Bermuda.
Is 49 grams of sugar in a 12-ounce can.
But again, that's something you're mixing too, though, right?
I mean, as a kid, I would just drink cans of it. Yeah, it's like it's also just like a popular soft drink. But yes, it would also make dark.
You
and
as
stormies.
A little kid on the sandy beaches of Bermuda, right?
Yeah, that's right. Rip a can of that. Sometimes. I'd bring home a case. I'd fly with it.
Damn.
You get in these cardboard like travel cases to take home.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a popular thing to, you know, for tourists. I imagine still is. We'll have to go.
We will have to go.
Just go through customs. We'll just
pick them up at the duty free store.
Exactly.
Store.
Hmm. So what do you?
All right, I'm circling back to mm-hmm. Fever Tree. What were you going to
say?
No,
that's what I was going to ask about. Oh yeah. I mean,
I guess. Yeah. Let's rate these.
Yep.
You go first.
Q is 3 for me. Canada Dry is 2 and Fever Tree is 1. Fever Tree is the nice. Most is the yummiest to me. I appreciate the nostalgia of Canada Dry, but I also feel like when I'm drinking it, I want more flavor from it. And that just may be my adult sensibility at this point, but it's not as complex as either of these other two, but I'm not crazy about what Q is trying to do here. I'm trying to overthrow our palates.
I'm with you at Q being number 3. Then I'm going to go Fever Tree and then Canada Dry. There's just something so drinkable about Canada Dry. Having said all of that, I do think on a future episode, we should do whiskey gingers. And
we could do that right now.
I would just be so curious how these hold up once you start mixing with them.
Yeah, absolutely. We could, yep, you know? Yep. That would be great. We could do, or we really should probably do like a Moscow Mule, or yeah, I guess a whiskey ginger, whatever. We could pick a
what's in a Moscow Mule?
It's lime juice, ginger ale, vodka. Very pleasant. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I do wonder if something like Q or Fever Tree is kind of, yeah, they're kind of counting on that lime addition. I don't know.
Yeah. That's interesting. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
ginger ale round 2.
Ginger ale, thank you.
I am feeling better. Do you feel like a little peppier having drank it? I feel pretty good.
I tell you what, I was kind of crashing around like 7.
Yeah.
And I do feel great right now.
I'm feeling enlivened, embiggened even.
So, you know, take that, you know.
Wow, yes. So take a chug out of that Canada Dry again. There's something about this tiny bottle that looked incredibly silly in your hand.
Oh, it's so good. And I love the tiny bottle.
I do too. This little, the little grenade.
I wish it was a glass one though. This is a plastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true, which I think is also affecting the flavor, but not so bad. It reminds me of all Canada Drys I've ever had.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear a voicemail?
Let's hear some voicemails. I would love that.
Hey, Roro and JoJo. This is Randy. I was just calling because I got to go do work crap and I can't watch the show because you're live right now. Hey, Hannah. Hey, it's my birthday on Monday, and just wanted to say hey.
Oh my God.
Wait.
Happy belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday, Randy. Randy called during the show, the fan club wallet show last week. As he knows, it was a special early show. Most people had to be at work. Oh, looks like he did get cut off. There's the rest of that message.
Hey, it's Randy again. I just screwed that whole thing up. So, hey, I tried this new Mountain Dew Fruit Quake drink. I was wondering if you guys had tried it yet, and I thought it was shit. But let's see what you guys say later.
Beautiful. I hope that wasn't your only birthday treat. Mountain Dew Fruit Quake. Have you tried it, Roro?
I haven't had the Fruit Quake. I'll tell you what, though. I trust Randy's opinion, so I'm pretty positive it is shit.
I believe I've seen this. I saw this at 7-Eleven, but okay. I did not get it. I see. It's a holiday themed one. The imagery for it is a monster truck with fruitcake tires, and it's about to run over a little gingerbread town. It looks like it's got presents flying off of it, and it's got a blast of artificial fruitcake flavor. Does anybody like actual fruitcake? Isn't it like a maligned dessert to begin with?
Yeah, I don't even know what it tastes like, really. It's like
raisins.
It's such a, I guess, I don't know. It's just like such a the butt of the joke, right? Like the hard fruitcake.
Yeah. Oh, and Canada's in the chat's right. It's ginger beer and a mule. All right, so whiskeys and gingers.
A whiskey ginger is like super simple. We get little minis of Jack, like we're doing it airplane style.
Yes, there you go. We're going to get ourselves in the airplane seats. All right, we know when we've got to
do
that.
Maybe we'll do this with the flight attendant.
100% what's up.
Really fun. Okay, you got any more voicemails?
Oh, I do.
Hit me.
Hi, Roro. Hey, JoJo. Anna here, longtime listener, first-time caller. It's Friday morning, and I'm listening to the podcast, and I hear that JoJo's not feeling so well, and I wanted to give a beverage rec. I'm currently, this moment, drinking my girlfriend's Sticky Sicky Tonic, which consists of more ginger than you could ever imagine, turmeric, fresh, whole cloves, and lots of honey, and just like boiled to oblivion. And then you just add some hot water whenever you're needing a little throat coat. That's my beverage rec for this morning. I'm also working on convincing her to be my proxy in the T-Bash rap contest. She is quite talented at rapping, and I am not. And while she does not listen to this podcast, I played her the beat, and I think I'm almost there with her. I hope you all have a great day, and go fuck yourself.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for calling, Anna.
Anna.
I mean, Anna.
You son of a bitch.
I'm so sorry. Number one, the sicky beverage sounds amazing.
Yes.
And number two, yes, you can have a proxy.
Absolutely.
Enter into the rap contest. We welcome it and can't wait to hear your proxies rap.
Yeah, you just tell us what address to ship the ice maker prize pack to. You know, that's all that matters.
They're going to fight over it.
They may. Maybe they'll move in together over this ice maker.
Oh, that's true. You know?
It could be the thing that really seals the deal.
And then there's like a wedding cake that's made in the shape of the ice maker. That's the wedding cake.
Exactly. Exactly. They walk down the aisle to the winning rap contest.
Getting married. Drinking bevvies. Mr. Quackers.
Are you ready?
There you go. God, that was great. Thanks for calling in. And we look forward to your the rap. Did you just freeze, JoJo?
I'm sorry about that. Had a little technical difficulty.
No, it's all good.
Yeah, I was just going to add to Anna's voicemail that Sicky Sicky Tonic sounds delicious. I remember once my sister-in-law made me that with just ginger, boiled to shit. I remember that. She was like, you just boil it forever. Mm. And it was. I mean, it was like a cure-all. And I imagine with that turmeric in there and the cloves, it sounds so much better than the throat coat tea I was drinking, which had like slippery elm or some gnarly roots in there that tasted, they were very slimy and pretty yucky tasting. Where those are all flavors, yeah. I like, and I could drink that more as a tea. And I remember just like, especially like a sinus clearer, it was also like a monster.
Ooh, yeah.
It's good stuff.
Love it.
Can we play one more voicemail if we dare?
I would love that.
Yeah.
JoJo, Roro, this is Gary from Chicago calling in. I just realized that I haven't left you guys a voicemail since you've been back on the air. And I'm so glad you're back. Happy to hear that you received the tabletop wood beer pong game that I sent. It was quite hilarious. Listening to you guys play with that on the air and having such a good time. That was fun. Also, in further update of the caller the listener who gave you guys a Malort update, yes, it is back in Chicago being distilled here by a distillery called CH Distilling. In addition to being a distillery, they also have a full-on restaurant and bar located in downtown Chicago, which I've yet to go to, but it's high on my list. I need to get there soon because all the stuff they distill, which is Malort, and they also distill vodka and now a bourbon and a few other things. When you drink in their bar, all the cocktails there are made with their own spirits, which is awesome. So I really want to get down there and try their bourbon since I'm a big whiskey and bourbon guy. And last, you had a caller, Danny, I think her name was.
Hold on a second. Do you think there are cocktails made with Malort?
I don't know about that. What was the name of the
distillery? Let's see if they've got a cocktail menu on the internet.
Yeah, Distillery Chicago.
Yeah.
Man, this place sounds awesome. Okay, I got it. Here, I'll pull it up. Oh, Jesus.
Sushi.
Here we go. Okay, when we say made in Chicago, we mean it. Jepson's Malort, distilled with integrity.
Wait.
Okay.
Oh, this is serious business. This is like, Gary, you got to get someone to take you here for your birthday or something. If there's somebody in your life who really cares a lot about you, this is not a cheap O. A shot of Malort, $7. Now, does that seem... They're selling Malort Spritz cans for $8. So that's just Malort and soda water?
I don't know.
Is
the restaurant a sushi restaurant? Why did I not see that coming?
I did not. I didn't think Chicago... If it was like sausage sushi or something, I could see that as being a Chicago thing. I don't know why. I just assume they... The Malort piece of it, I think, is what's really given me...
But like...
Agita.
Look, on the menu here, you see the Malort. Would Malort go with sushi? I'm very confused.
See, all right, here's what we might need to come here for, do a little tasting menu. They do have.
Do you see a Malort cocktail on
the
here?
The Bitter Blossom.
Where?
Malort,
okay,
barrel aged cherry brandy and orange.
Oh.
I don't know. We.
You would think that that would be the first thing on the menu.
Absolutely.
Or on the cocktail part of the menu. Oh, wait, but here's Jepson's Malort shot. Oh, and it looks like they have a few different types of Malort.
Yikes.
A bunch of Japanese whiskey.
That's interesting. I wonder if CH Distillery, I wonder if it's a, like a Japanese ownership group or something that's sushi and Japanese whiskey, and it looks like there's quite a few other yeah, they have a pretty serious Japanese whiskey menu. All right, here, let's listen to the rest of Terry's message here.
Yeah, please.
She mentioned that she was drinking the GFY Stout, which is one of my favorite stouts from my favorite breweries, Spiteful Brewing, which is located not far from my apartment. So I can actually pick up that beer directly at the brewery, which I will do soon because I'm planning to get you guys a box of beer, a few from Chicago, and then a couple from one of my favorite breweries in the world in Fort Worth, Texas, where I'm originally from, called Hop Fusion Brewing. If you haven't checked them out, look them up on the, online. They have a lot of great beers. I'm going to be sending you guys a beer box very soon. I'll be on the lookout for that. And GFY, my friends, talk to you later.
Oh,
damn.
You're a sweet pea, Gary.
Damn. Oh. Unbelievable. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Hop Fusion Ale Works. Here we go. Brewery and tap room. Taproom.
Gary, we got to get your quote.
Karaoke at the Hop.
Up there on the website. And they got trivia. Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go. Here's the beer. Beer to go. Feisty Blonde.
I like this logo. It looks good. It feels like it's very, I wonder if it's actually like a bike, whatever you call that, you know?
Yeah.
The circle that the chain goes on. It feels like it. And beers are pretty bike friendly, you know? Seems like a lot of bike riders you'll see clacking their way into into breweries with their clip shoes on.
Check out these beers. They got the Feisty Blonde, the Feisty Redhead.
Oh, Hibiscus Cherry Blonde. Is that water, Brian? We don't know.
That's very interesting.
Mm.
What's El Gran Pepinillo? Mm. Pickles and Pepper Lager?
Dude.
No way. Mexican Lager with Lime. What's this? We got the Fur Slipper. Imperial Milk Stout. I bet you'd like that. Coco Anejo Imperial Coconut Stout. No,
give it to
you.
Me.
Whoa, but look at all the awards that one's
See?
Won.
See? Don't kick it out of bed just because you're coconut phobic.
I am coconut
phobic. I want to try that El Gran.
Oh, look, their Feisty Blonde has got a bunch of awards, too.
All right. Yeah, the U.S. Open Beer Championship.
Whoa.
Can we be judges of that?
Gold medal. Holy crap. We got to try this. We got to try some of these. Gary, you are the man.
Thank you.
Damn.
Thanks for all your support of the show over the year. We very much appreciate it.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Mm. We got one more.
So. Let's check this out.
Is that a wrap? Let's do one more. Okay.
Hmm?
Can I speak?
Hmm?
I think that might have been... Mm-hmm. I think
that's
the wrong
number
there.
All right. Well, you know, we tried.
That'll happen. That'll happen.
This is what happens when you don't scream the voicemails.
We have one more section of the show. And that part
it's
of the show.
It's our favorite part of the show.
It's our favorite part of the show. And that part of the show is called
Brian's Questions.
So each week we do a question that my brother-in-law Brian sent in. We did 100 in the first round of the show. Now we're doing 100 more. What is this week's question?
Question 36. Tang, Cool Whip, or Pop Rocks? What was the greatest societal contribution from general food scientist William A. Mitchell? All right. Brian digging deep into his Wikipedia bag on this one.
Wow. Let me just say, that's a hell of a question, though.
It certainly is.
You got to go societal contribution. Oh, wait, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I was thinking like historical contribution is Tang, because wasn't Tang, like, didn't they send Tang up into space?
Tang went to space. I think that's the answer. It's also the only appropriate answer for this program. It's got to be Tang. Tang went to space.
Tang went
Pop
to space.
Pop Rocks are super cool. I will say that. And my grandmother would eat Cool Whip like ice cream. She'd put it in the freezer and eat scoops of it.
That's also cool, but a different
And that's
show.
Cool. But Tang is the answer.
Tang is the answer. I love Tang.
Absolutely.
I got to get some Tang. You got to buy a thing of Tang every 10 years. You know what I mean?
It's how William A. Mitchell's legacy lives on, you know?
Amen. Amen. Mm. Mm. Everybody, thanks again for joining us. Please join us next week for the Buzzball Christmas. It is going to be a blast. Go pick up some Buzzballs, your favorite flavors. It'll be an early show. Remember that, 7 p.m. PST. We'll be hyping it up on the socials at T-Bash Live. Send us your holiday voicemails.
Send pictures of us if you're getting ready for the show. You know, if you're going to have your holiday best on and your Buzzballs ready to rock, share them that day. We'll put them up in stories in the days following before the podcast drops.
Love it.
Get everybody hyped.
Absolutely love it. All right. Well, and on that note, JoJo.
Go fuck yourself.